USA Radio News.
A judge set a $5 million bail yesterday for the illegal immigrant accused of killing an Iowa college student. Today on Fox and Friends, President Trump said now more than ever we need to fix our immigration system.
She was killed by a horrible person that came in from Mexico illegally here, found by ICE. We're building the wall. It's already started. We've spent $3.2 billion on it. We're asking for $5 billion for this year's funding. The wall is going up. A lot of people don't know it. I'd like to build it even faster, but dealing with the Democrats is very tough.
Reality Winner, a former government contractor, earlier this year pleaded guilty to mailing classified information to a news organization, was sentenced to 5 years in jail today. In court today, Winner did apologize and acknowledge that what she did was wrong. Authorities never identified the news organization who Winner sent the classified information to. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. And find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Lane are pounding Hawaii's Big Island today, spawning flash flood warnings and landslides as residents and businesses begin to prepare for the most powerful hurricane to hit the island since 1992. This business owner said he's doing what he can to prepare.
So we're taping up all the glass, we get sandbags, we got the plywood up all the frames, so all we can do is hope for the best, right?
New charges have been filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman in last fall's mass shooting in Las Vegas. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without a license. And in a separate case in Arizona, Haig is charged with manufacturing armor-piercing bullets, some of which were found in Paddock's Mandalay Bay hotel room following the massacre.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The term gig economy came into use during the Great Recession to describe work that you would do for multiple different people, such as driving for Uber or Lyft, for example. Lewis Hyman is an associate professor at Cornell University. He talks about some of the benefits and drawbacks to a gig economy.
Yeah, no, there's definitely pluses and minuses. The appeal is flexibility and control. You control your time in many of these jobs. You control how you work. You get to combine multiple jobs so that you can have varieties of things to do in a day. And, you know, this is certainly an appealing alternative to getting to the office at 8:30 and having your boss yell at you all day. The downside is, of course, that most of our benefit systems are tied to our permanent jobs. So, you know, your healthcare is tied to an employer and your retirement is tied to an employer. So for these kinds of independent workforces, it's difficult to figure out how to get those kinds of security, that kind of security built into the gig economy. You know, what kind of trade-offs do we want to have? Certainly in the post-war period, we traded autonomy for security. And today, there is this opportunity to say, well, maybe we can have our cake and eat it too. Maybe we can have autonomy and security if we enact the right kinds of policies and rethink how our businesses run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.